This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think kid. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
No. And a freak. Yep. No. No. No, it's Alice at 97.3. This song's called, yeah, I'm just trying to be hilarious again. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The holidays are on at Disneyland. This hour's code word is joy, J-O-Y, joy. Take the word joy and text it to our contest line, 20357. That'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California. And a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel. This hour's code word is joy. Janie's been at Disneyland. She's coming back today, I believe.
Yeah.
God, so lucky. She always gets to go to the Disneyland trips. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's almost like they hit her desk first and she's just like, yes, I'll do that. I'll do that.
I did a couple of them.
Yeah.
And then
she was like, nah. You know, I really miss those.
He seems to like that. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Hi. It's Tuesday. So great. Ali Wong, single lady. Ali Wong is a great comedian. Really enjoy her. Always be my maybe. She's got a new special on Netflix today. You got a little chunk of this for me? And is there a trailer we can put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
There is a trailer, and I can play you a little bit if you want it.
Yeah, play me a little bit and then pop it up there.
I really do believe that 40 is the golden age to get divorced. It is perfect. The age range of who I could date is huge. I could go as low as 25, and then I could go as high as 55. If you're 55, I got questions for you, like, can you go on a brisk walk?
That hurts
a
little
bit.
Can you
lift heavy things?
No.
Can
no.
you digest red meat
funny.
Without getting a swollen toe the next day? Can you? Puedes? Es posible? Oh, but the best part about fucking a dude that...
Oh my God. Oh,
dump,
boy. Jeez, Louise. Oh, my God. Ooh. Maddie, he's on the show. My heart just fell out of my butt. Like, ah! All right, anyway, Ali Wong, stand-up special on Netflix.
You dumped that, right?
Oh, yes. Well, okay. I mean, yes, I did. But everybody who's listening on the app got to hear it, so that's fun. Man, that's two. We got to keep a board.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yes.
Oh, my
Times
God.
Maddie has effed up. I'm starting a new thing. Hold on. I got to do this before I forget. And I'm just leave it open at all times. Times Maddie has effed up. Two. That's two. I mean, it doesn't matter. It could happen a lot. As long as I can dump it, it's fine. But I'm going to keep track. I want to remind all you about right. this.
Let's move on.
I don't want to. I'm really enjoying this. I mean, in the way that my heart is pounding and my adrenal glands are going crazy.
I don't like it.
Are celebrities paying off Diddy victims to save their butts?
Paying off Diddy victims.
So this guy, Tony Busby, you know, the not blah, blah, blah guy.
Oh, this is the lawyer. Okay,
this is
yes.
the lawyer
okay,
who has
sorry.
What he says are 120 different plaintiffs that he's filing suits all over the country. Apparently, he's flying all over the place and filing suits.
I'm curious, just as you're resetting the story, because there's a lot. Are these victims people who went, I'm going to one of the big parties, but I'm going to be the meat? So to speak, I'm going to be going into it thinking I'm going to do celebrities. Is that what happened? Like what, how do you have 120 random normal people?
And how did you gather them? And did you just like place an ad? Like, hey, if anything ever,
because everything I keep hearing
Diddy.
Is that there were escalating things at these parties.
Ain't that always
as the night went on. Yeah. And I'm assuming there were just regular strippers or regular people who went, yeah, I'll go perform at a Diddy party. And then they find themselves being asked for much more than they, maybe not asked, forced into doing much more than they expected. Is that what we're talking about?
You know, I am looking here to see if this, they're saying here, Tony Busby is saying he's representing 120 alleged victims of Diddy. That could range from the dude who didn't get tipped as the bartender at a white party to somebody that really terrible things happened to against their will. That, I believe that is the age range.
They thought they were just going to be stripping and dancing, and then they found themselves.
I'm sure there's a, you know, there's 120 different stories here, supposedly. Now, this guy, who is he? Where did he come from? And how did these 120 people find him? Like, what are you talking about, dude? This guy's getting so, and he has, by the way, I don't think he's named a single person. Like, this guy's going to do this. This guy's going to do, like, I'm taking everything this guy says with a grain of salt.
Well, we all should, can't believe but what it. I'm describing is how I think that might, I can see how that would have happened. This is a Diddy party. Let's say you're a stripper and you've been invited and you're thinking, this is big time for me. I'm going to make bank. And then what they find out is, well, stripping was just the beginning of what you're going to be asked / forced into doing once the night, you know, becomes 2 a.m.
Right. You know, the first thing I ever saw about this Tony Busby guy, whose name I don't even really want to say, because I just, like, he's just sleazy from the get-go. He's doing some kind of a press conference where he's talking about these 120 unnamed people. He's just shouting out allegations with his phone number behind him on one of those things they put up behind press conferences, some kind of board with the name of his firm and this huge 800 number up above his head. Like, he didn't have anybody. And then people went, oh, this Tony Busby guy, he's got 120 people. And I did have an experience, so I'm going to call him because there's his number, gigantic. Like, I'll bet you anything that he had nobody. And he's just yammering on about this thing.
I don't know. I don't. You could.
I'm alleging
you could be
all
right.
this stuff.
I don't know that there. pardon me. I don't know that there aren't hundreds of victims of these parties.
I'm sure that
there are
a lot of victims.
What I described to you, I could see actually happening. A stripper who says, "I've been asked to dance at some party where there's going to be a million celebrities. I'm going to make bank." And then instead of having the night of your life,
money wise,
you find out that you're a victim now.
Right. So this guy, TB, he's allegedly representing 120 alleged victims, is on a press tour. This particular story I'm looking at is he sat down with TMZ. Hey, I got to tell you guys some stuff. Let's get my name out there a little bit more. He says, this is the attorney. He's sent demand letters to many A-list celebrities who had even the slightest of knowledge about the freak-offs. Because it looks like he's trying to get them to be his clients. Like, we'll resolve this privately. We'll resolve this. You were at these parties. I've got some people who say that they saw you at these parties, and you're going to need to pay these people. We're going to get this resolved so that your name doesn't have to. Like, it's so scuzzy.
Well,
he says, there's a quote from him. If you were attending one of these parties and you attended before, or you knew what was going to happen, that is, you knew that a particular drug was being used in drinks that was causing people to be coerced and taken advantage of, and you were there in the room, or you participated, or you watched it happen, and you didn't say anything, or you helped cover it up, in my view, you have a problem. I'm sure they're well aware, all these people. Oh, there he is with his number behind his head.
All the pictures that are going viral from the white parties, I'm sure, are giving people hives.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone is in those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a signal given around 2 a.m. Okay, the bad stuff's going to start happening now. Diddy's in just the right spot. You should probably leave, but if you want to stay, that's okay, too. This guy's a Texas-based attorney. He says a lot of people knew about or attended Combs' freak-offs and said nothing. And he says those people should be held accountable, and he plans to do that by privately contacting them and settling with all the people who have made allegations about them. So scuzzy. All of these individuals have exposure here. Who will be named? When they will be named? All of that will come out in due course. In every single case, and he's talking about how he's... What a great lawyer he is. Anyway. What's going on with Diddy? His mother says he didn't do it, by the way, you guys. In case anyone was wondering. His mom is like really mad. My son is not the monster they painted him to be. These sex crime allegations, nah. It is heartbreaking to see my son judged not for the truth, but for a narrative created out of lies. Yeah, okay. Well, look, I don't blame you. You're his mom. I don't blame you. If it was my kid, I'd have a hard time believing it too. But then at some point you go, okay, you're gross and I have to step away from you, even though you're my son.
Did he?
I guess that's a ship you go down with because it's so rich, that ship.
I don't know what this, I'm not a Diddy fan,
Here's what I'm looking forward to. 2020 is going to do a special on this. And 2020 is going to do this is no TMZ we're talking about here. TMZ who just takes 16 random photos. And then does like a narrative over the top of them. You know, they just constantly rotate them. Ken Burns style. And they call it a documentary. This is an ABC special. They say they're calling it Secret Life of Diddy, a special edition of 2020. And it's airing tomorrow night. Ray J's on this. Songwriter, producer, Tiffany Red. They're getting on. These are people who know Diddy. They say more celebrities from Sean Diddy Combs' inner circle.
Life, though. This is a guy who threw giant parties with the biggest celebrities in the world. It's not secret. They all know exactly what those events were up to. They all know it. It's not just secret.
No, it's like one of those worst-kept secrets in Hollywood.
Right, you know? There you go.
I certainly was not aware that he was drugging and raping. First thing I saw, but I mean, I don't pay attention to Diddy at all. Never cared about him. Like, quit changing your name, dummy. Love. And now your name's Love? I don't think so, Diddy. He just seemed like a dumbass to me. I, like, never thought much of him at all. Like, I don't know any of his music. I don't care about him. And then I see that freaking video of Cassie getting her ass kicked by this guy. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then even the story behind that is great. Like, I mean, not great.
What?
It's awful that it happened, but that he paid to get that surveillance tape. And then the hotel, whoever was like the security guy was like, here's a copy for you too, lady that it happened to.
There's a hero.
Right. Because that started the whole thing. And he settled with her the minute that happened. So all these people are set to talk on this 2020 primetime special. Airing tomorrow night, Secret Life of Diddy, special edition of 2020, ABC News. Ray J, is on it. Let's see.
I guess money really allows you to be as dark as you can possibly
whatever you think can dream of. Up.
Right.
Gross. Just nightmarish. Someone else on this show tomorrow, her name is Lizette Martinez. She survived abuse by R. Kelly and has an encounter with Diddy that she wants to talk about.
Mm.
I don't know what that entails. There's also a friend of Cassie Ventura. That's that Tiffany Redd. That's the producer. And they just go on to list a whole bunch of people who are going to be on this. Look, if I will say this, 2020, they know how to do investigative journalism. Like, I have no doubt that that's going to be, it just might be a recap. Maybe they don't discover anything new, but I think it'll be a pretty clear version of it.
Yeah.
What am I doing for time? Plenty of time. So Taylor and Brittany, it seemed like they were really going to be great friends. Like, I mean, they were practically making out up in the box.
You know, it's weird when you meet when it's like a thing that happens to all of us, when you are with a person and then you meet their friend and their person, mm-hmm. you go into that, I think, with some high hopes, like you would like us all to get along. And I think that you're trying your hardest. It's almost like another form of dating in a way, like, oh, this couple, I hope we all hit it off.
Couple shopping is real.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like a fun couple. There are so few couples in the world. This is John and I talk about this all the time. There's like, when you find a couple that you get along, you both get along with both the people.
Right.
That's gold. You know, you have the same sense of humor. No one's getting upset. No one's drinking too much. No one is cheating at cards. Like, these, you know, you find these things out, and a great couple is absolute gold. So look, I think everybody wants it. People want to have a night at home where their friends come over and they have a little dinner and then they play some fun games. Let's play Scattergories. Okay. Or we could play Gin Rummy. No, whatever. And then the next thing you know, you're just in a honeymoon. So politics now enters the picture. Mm. So here's Brittany and Taylor hugging it out every single Sunday, any given Sunday. There they are on your TV hugging it out, so happy. So earlier this season, after Taylor came out for Kamala and Brittany Mahomes has liked a few Trump things.
Oh, she's a Trumper.
Well, listen, she has not like endorsed anybody. And I think even said specifically, I'm not going to endorse anybody. Like, you know, my vote is a private thing. I don't have her exact quote. But here's my problem with this whole thing. Because, listen, they were in separate boxes. And, of course, they were not in the same box together. Like, that was the first time since their new friendship that they watched the game
from
different places.
You're saying they're not friends anymore.
They hugged it out and hung out this past Sunday. Or it was Sunday, right? That she was on the show. Yeah, not last night. It was the show being the football game.
No, last night.
That was a Monday night football game?
Yeah.
Last night,
then,
yes.
Then yes, it was last night.
Okay.
This is when this happened. They were together last night. And here's the problem that I have with this whole thing. You should be able to have different opinions than people that you love, even about politics. Like, we have reached a point where it's ridiculous that nobody can say one word. People are like, you're with us or against us. Or how about we're all Americans and we're allowed to have different opinions? Like, it really makes me angry.
This is where we need you to say, you know what you all should do?
Okay.
Solve it.
I can't.
Go.
I really can't. Here's how you solve it. You don't talk about it.
Oh.
You don't talk. You can enjoy watching all your political shows. But when you know that someone has a different political view than you, you know, talk about, is that all you have? Is that all you're made of? Is that the only thing that you have any interest in? Like, get a life.
Oh, I'm just playing a little patriotic music for you.
Oh,
that's not bad. I was like, what's that? What does that got to do with anything? Do I have to put that on the Mattias? Excuse me.
Fly producer.
No one knows better than I do that, because I am literally the only even liberal leaning person in my family. Like, all those people that live in Florida.
All those people.
The people who refuse to leave with the storm barreling down on them. And they're not leaving. They're like, nah, you can't even leave now. The whole place is out of gas and the highways are clogged. We couldn't get out now if we wanted to. Like, all right. Well, you know, batten down the hatches and good luck. Good luck, babe. Good luck, babe. So I really feel like we all need to make an effort to put politics aside, not judge people by, look, they think you're dumb too. You think they're dumb. They think you're dumb. There's nothing for it. So just don't talk about it. The end. It turns out these guys are going to be fine. By the way, the Swifties were like, Taylor, you have to break up with Britney. Like, that was the tone of what was coming her way. She comes out for Kamala, and Britney's liking Trump posts, and the Swifties were like, you got to break up with her. And you know what she doesn't have to do? Break up with her. She doesn't have to do anything. She's perfectly fine. Oh, thank God I'm connected. Whew. I was stalling that whole time trying to get my mouse back up.
Oh.
So
well done.
Thank you. So they hugged it out at the Chiefs game. Yeah, it was last night. I'm sorry. Just losing track of days. And then they were in the same box.
Oh, last night they were in the same box.
They were back together again.
I actually watched the game a little bit. I wasn't able to I had to go watch. I wanted to go watch Isla play basketball and then rushed back home and I caught. But I had other stuff to, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I saw some of it and I did see her that she's in the box. There's Taylor Swift. She's in a wonderful outfit with little sparkles on her face. There was a point where something good happened and she's standing next to some gray-haired guy and I don't know who the guy is. I don't think it's his dad. But she's jumping up and down and he jumps up and down and there's the most weird, awkward hug and he's got to be sitting there going, I know the camera's on us. I know that...
It's her dad.
That's her dad?
That's what it's saying here. That she.
Let me see.
Well, I don't have... The picture I have is... Here's the only picture I have. It's the one from the backstage thing, which is where I think that they, her, that's her dad, right? Oops. Two people. Of course, they're only focused on her. Her dad is right there.
That's not who she hugged.
All right.
And speaking of her dad.
It seemed awkward, uh-huh. But my point isn't that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that you're standing next to the most famous woman maybe in the world. And now she's, you know, celebrating and there's that momentary, it's like missing a high five or something. Like, you know, you just, the camera's on.
God, we're hugging.
How long do I hold the hug? Is this, do I keep the hands on the hips? Where do I can see that being a very curious interaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I guess that they're backstage, you know, strolling through the walkway area and, mm-hmm. and there's a glass divider. So it's almost red carpet-y weirdly. Like there's tons of fans out there and everyone's filming. So Taylor runs into Britney. Britney's pregnant, by the way. Britney is, I don't know that she's heavily pregnant because she is wearing basically the red suit that Britney wore in Oops, I Did It Again. That's what she's wearing. And Taylor is wearing this little plaid number. It's like a little skirt. It looks like all the little different panels. Super cute. And then they hug each other and then they both go off in different directions. But then later they're up in the box together. So there's that.
I had a quick update. Yesterday we talked about how rich Taylor is. And it turns out her dad is a investment banker or stockbroker.
Oh,
so
I'm sure he's been really busy working that money.
Yes.
That's good. If your kid had billions of dollars, you also have billions of dollars. That's how I feel about it. Like when Riley becomes a billionaire, I'm also going to be a billionaire. I really feel like I know what screws to turn to get some of that sweet, sweet, whatever.
I hope all your dreams come true.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's great. I mean, I'm going to need a place in France, Riley. Just... Fair warning. Never even been to France, but I know I want to live there. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin? Big dream. Dream big. Dream big, everybody. Castle in France.
I don't even know what you're doing. You want to live on Mars. Stop lying.
Oh, are we going to Mars?
I don't know. I mean, if you've got all the money, the 70s are back and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Boom. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. It's all we can talk about in these parts. Pre-sale tickets for Alice in Winterland go on sale day after tomorrow, this Thursday at 10 a.m. on RadioAlice.com with the code word GIFT, G-I-F-T. Tickets are going to go pretty fast for this one. I don't want to make any predictions, but this one is going to go fast. Get your tickets while they last. Also, every day this week, which means starting a half an hour from now at 8:05 and at 9:05, we're going to have keywords for you to text to our contest line 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets before you can even buy them to Alice in Winterland. So nice. And you're all set. You don't have to think about it anymore. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, Alice in Winterland is December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four. All this week on the fives at 6 and 7 a.m. and later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Listen for the code word to text our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. Plus,
we got it going on.
Get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four with a 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. There you go, Disneyland, everybody.
We have a lot of stuff going on right now.
Okay, so the sun is now up, blue skies, sunny and pretty out, and a little bit cooler. So Napa's still going to get over 90. Oakland's going to still sort of be pushing 80, but we're cooler.
Yes.
By almost 10 degrees in most places.
I will take the 10-degree drop.
And the best part, at least for me, is that lower during the day means it'll cool off sooner, and that's what I need.
Yes.
Please, man.
Right.
I want to sleep in my bed, not on top of it.
When did you leave for your apartment last night? Or did you just go, I'm leaving?
I left right after Isla's basketball game. Oh. So I was there around 5:30 or 6.
Was it just as, was it like an oven in that, in the basketball court again?
No, not quite as hot.
Oh.
Nope. No, it was.
Because that other day, that just sounded, that didn't sound
good. It was miserable.
Yeah.
But two different spots. The closer you get to the coast, the cooler it gets. Anyway. Should be a nice day, and we're definitely cooling off now. Today is the last, like, sort of 90s thing, and then we're going to be dipping down into some decent temps.
Some fall temperatures. That'd be nice.
I hear everyone, like, even at the game yesterday, I heard a mom saying, I want my sweater, and I want blankets. I don't want this heat. And I was like, sheesh. She's pissed off. But I am with her. I was also saying, yes, I'm ready for fall too.
Well, I mean, the fall sweater is a really nice. It's like nice. It's a transitional piece. Like, oh, look at me. I'm all cozy.
Milton. That's the new hurricane. Hurricane alert. Mm. People still are without power from the last one. And there's another one rolling through. Tomorrow evening is when they expect it to make land. So... Florida. Oof. Last night on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
The Chiefs stayed 5-0.
Yeah.
They beat the Saints 26-13. Some of the stuff I was watching because, you know, there's Taylor Swift. She's at the game. And,
right.
Oh, it's just a family here. The Kansas City. And I'm like, enjoy it, Kansas City. Enjoy it.
These things ebb and flow.
Yeah, they do. Ask the Patriots.
We had a pretty long ebb.
Yeah, you did.
Or maybe we had a pretty long flow.
I don't know. But either way, you don't have whatever you have now you had. Mm. That's for sure. Patriots.
You should have heard John yelling at them to lose. He's like, I want the number one pick and I want to get everything we can for the number one pick. Blah, blah, blah. You guys can't believe. Do not try to win this game. I'm like, okay.
I thought they got a quarterback this last draft.
It's that guy's bounce. It's Jacoby, right? No.
I thought it was Drake May.
But he's not their starter.
Right, but he's,
so they're building.
But they just drafted him.
But he doesn't want them to actually use the number one draft. He wants them to trade that draft pick to get a bunch of other stuff. This is, look, John's got a whole formula, Vinny. I don't ask too many questions.
Well, it sounds like you were listening though. You do have some idea.
I'm right there.
My goodness.
As he's yelling at the screen, I'm like, wait, we don't want them to win? Is that, I'm not supposed to be happy when they, because that was pretty good. That was, you know, no.
Oh, all right.
He wants to be the worst team in the league.
He wants to tank. Got it.
That's what he says.
I'm surprised to see this. Okay. I actually think that, I realize there's a lot of partying that happens in summer, but I also think October is a big month for parties. This is the season. Like, in my neighborhood, it's raging already. The decorations are going up. People are getting excited. Halloween time, everyone.
Yeah. Halloween parties are big, and those aren't just on Halloween weekend.
A survey found 10% of Americans plan to participate in something called Sober October. Now, I remember
What percent?
What do they call it? Dryuary?
Dryuary.
That's after the holidays. People in January go, I'll give myself a break and prove I can not.
Right.
Or whatever.
I really overdid it in December. No.
It's 10%, which isn't, you know, a huge amount.
I've never even heard of it. Sober October.
Another recent poll found 38% of adults don't drink at all. Young people don't drink like young people used to. That's one of the big changes is, like, your kids. Your son was like, yeah, I want to be in a beer club. I'll have a delicious beer with dinner.
Yeah, they are still at that age where...
a delicious beer?
Where people are learning how to drink, and they've had some mishaps.
Delicious beer.
I know. He's a weird kid, though. I mean, he's got all kinds
of... No, he's not, though. That's the point. These young people, they don't go and have... They're not like, I can drink a 12er and live. They're not big on that. They don't think
they don't
that
do
that's
beer bongs.
They're not. Yeah, beer bongs. Yeah. I used to do those.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Yes, I've done beer bongs. But I mean, you know, like I'm also pretty psyched that they're not in the future Alcoholics of America Club, the two of you with your 12 pack that you're not sharing with anyone. I need every single one of these.
Yeah. That was me and Billy.
What, each had your own 12 pack?
Yeah.
Or what?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sit down, guard
crack
our
the first
beers.
One, sit on top of the pack.
Hey, bro, can I get one of those?
Nope. No.
I need all of these. What are you kidding me? That's some party. Such a loser. I totally, I mean, now I look back and go, the signs were there, dude.
I should have known I was going to have a problem with this. Even knowing, though, would you have?
No, nothing would have gone differently. But I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, that's just not fun. How's that fun? How's that a party atmosphere when you're sitting there going, I got to bring this to the bathroom with me
because I don't want anyone taking it while I'm gone.
To savage it. So stupid. Anyway, back to the story. A lot of people are going to be skipping the drinks this October.
Sober October. Well, if there is a time to do it, I guess leading in and leading out of the holidays might be a good time to do it.
Avoiding booze is a trendy thing to do now, partly because young people just don't nearly drink as much.
Is it the weed? Could weed be affecting that as well? I know a lot of people who are just like, I just take a hit off my one hitter and I'm good. I don't want to drink.
My college students are much bigger into weed than they are into alcohol.
The weed is so crazy these days, too. Like, I can't. I've taken a one hit and been like, okay, my night's ruined. Everyone leave.
Yeah. They have energy drinks to balance it.
I guess.
I forget why we went. We had to take, I think it was Isla was sick or something was up, and we had to take her to the ER. And there was a guy in the ER who'd had too much doobie weed.
Oh.
And you could smell him.
Oh. And he was all like, I'm freaking out?
He smelled like doobie weed, but he was having a freak out.
You know what's crazy is even that you could smell him because it's these ingestibles that people have no...
No, this was absolutely...
He just inhaled smoke. Too much of that.
Yeah, this was smoke because he was wearing it in the ER. Anyway, so don't be surprised if you get to some, you know, parties this Halloween season and there are people there going, no, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
I'm on Sober October.
Or they offer you, would you like some spiced apple cider? And you're all like, yes, I would. And then you're like, hey, this just tastes like apple cider. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just spiced hot apple cider. That's it. Ugh.
Here they're calling it. And hey, listen, because I found an article that says the 70s interior design is making a comeback. Doesn't mean it actually is.
Oh, no, it is.
But I grew up with brown carpet. Mm-hmm. I grew up with golds and oranges, burnt oranges and browns.
And avocado.
And avocado. We had a burgundy refrigerator. Yeah,
there was a gold, a harvest gold.
But millennials, as they are starting to buy homes and starting to decorate them, it seems the 70s interiors are making a comeback.
Nice.
Wild sage, lemon, peach, sorbet, mint, avocado, all these colors are turning up in young people's homes today. And I thought,
ironic wall art. Yeah, that's rad. Fun.
I love it.
Yeah. I like when I walk into someone's house and they've gone kind of crazy with color. I'm always like, oh, that's fun. That's a fun place. It's so much more fun than just white walls.
You know, I do think that there's a reason you might be careful about the interior choices you make. You don't, if you ever have to sell,
right?
You don't want them. On the other hand, this whole like grayed out thing feels like
I am with you.
You don't have any style.
Mm.
Like none. Like everything's so careful that you've just grayed your house. Great job.
Right.
We're gray here. This is us. We have
gray
walls and gray carpets and gray and gray. And
I remember opening
gray.
Up a Restoration Hardware catalog a few years back and every single thing in it was gray. And I was like, this is like, are we in mourning? Because I want some, I hate to say it. Like I've always been gaudy with color. Like
a gray is like a fine, lack of style.
Have a white room and then have like bright colors those are not paint. Your rug and your cushions and your couch and like, you know, go, I don't know. I like to live among colors. Plus, I hide stains better than white and gray.
Duh.
I was looking at houses in Vermont the other day.
And what? This is one,
I know. We're just looking.
Vermont,
it's one of the
France.
Things. It's just one of the things we like to do. So we're looking at this one house, and it's like the shell of the house is this 1800s house. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So you and John are hunkered around a computer.
It was so hot. There was nothing else to do.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to get this.
Well, no.
The scene.
I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm air, what is that called? Screen mirroring. I'm screen mirroring onto our big screen TV.
Okay.
And it starts with this one place that my friend Joy in Vermont sends me. I'm like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Look at this. And we're looking at the, so then we go down a rabbit hole. We're looking at these houses, and one of them is, it's beautiful. Like, it's an old house that's been redone, but every room has been painted this same gray color. And then they painted a bunch of the woodwork, like the old barn boards, like the whole, I'm like, it's like they just took buckets of gray paint and threw it on everything. It's so funny you said gray, because I was like, okay, that house can be saved, because that is just paint. But it's like a mindset some people have now with this gray. Like, it's just gray, just putty. Putty color, gray, silver gray.
Lacks any kind of style or excitement or joy.
Yeah.
Gray.
What's a house going to run you in Vermont?
Oh, man. You can get, for under $1 million.
Under $1 million?
Yes,
what?
Listen.
It's practically free.
It's not free, but for under a million. Listen, what do you get for under $1 million out here?
Listen.
Like garage?
What, yes. You can't get anything for under $1 million. But for under $1 million there, you can get 50 acres, a 3,500 square foot, 1800s farmhouse with a barn. Like, it's crazy. It's gorgeous.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, let's do that. Fast fact. Oh, shoot. You beat me. I'm not going to race you anymore.
When Diet Coke debuted in 1982, it was the first time Coca-Cola used the word Coke on any of its products.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Diet Coke.
I love Diet Coke.
The largest hepatitis A outbreak in U.S. history was caused by Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant.
Chi-Chi's.
What was the name
Hepatitis A is just like a food poisoning, right? That's like a bad, and you poop it out and then you're done
with it. I think so.
Okay.
What was the name of the restaurant? I thought it was a Cuban restaurant on Haight Street, and they were famous.
Cha-Cha-Cha.
That's it. Cha-Cha.
I've been in there.
Okay. So I saw that name and went, is that the... No, because I think it was
No,
Cuban
we had Chi-Chi's on the East Coast when I grew up.
Oh, you
did? That was our Mexican restaurant that we had.
We had El Torito. That was our chain Mexican restaurant on the East Coast. So Chi-Chi's is...
A Mexican restaurant.
Is it a specific one?
Is it three cha-chas?
Cha-cha-cha.
I thought it was cha-cha-cha.
Okay.
I don't know.
I went there and had sangria and got...
Yeah.
Ripped.
Yeah.
And the sangria is dangerous.
I didn't know. And we poured out into the street after and ran around Haight and, you know, just having the time of our... This was when drinking was still fun for me, but...
And you could do it in public with other people.
That place was famous for their sangria.
Getting dark. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely had some
super fun.
There.
Yeah.
Very, very fun.
So this Chi-Chi's place, is this a specific location that did it or the
chain broke
out?
The largest hepatitis A outbreak in U.S. history was caused by... And that's the answer. Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant does not specify a location. They may have had a prep plan that was just not handling food correctly. Who knows?
Yikes.
Rub raw chicken on everything.
Chicken hands, chicken hands, right. Touch everything with your chicken hands.
Oh, chicken hands.
Mm. You know, we got one of those faucets that you just touch it and it turns on. So you basically have it in the on position at all times and you can touch it with an elbow or your nose, whatever, it turns it on and off. And it's so nice because when your hands are all chickeny or all fishy or all meaty, you know, whatever your dangerous thing you're handling, it's just nice to be able to get over there and wash your hands off.
Yeah, it is.
Touching everything with your chicken hands.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. 925 says, we have all gray because my wife and I can't agree on anything else. I understand that.
Yeah. And we're not attacking the all gray people because it is a decision you can make that is neutral and fully accepted.
I have taken the attitude that is, if asked, I'll give my opinion, but I truly don't care about most of it.
You have some gray in your house? Is this where this is going?
No. What I'm saying is, I wouldn't fight with her. If she was like, I want red, I'd be like, then use red.
And red it is.
I just don't. I'm not going to get in an argument and wind up with gray as a.
I'm not going to settle for gray.
I'm not going to push us into the gray blob.
Well, you know what's funny about paint colors is that I have been in fights about paint. Like, I really want to do with this color, blah, blah, blah. I go, I pick out the color. I pick out three or four things that I think might be close and I paint them up on the wall and we pick one and all the work gets done. And then I look at it and I go, okay, which ones did you want? Because this isn't working. Like, oh my God, we have this little cottage at our house and it's I really wanted to paint it like tropical colors and make it, you know, and paint like palm trees on the front. It's just like a little teeny cottage. So cute.
And then what happened?
And then I started doing that and it was like this garish thing in our backyard. I painted it turquoise with a fuchsia door and these green palm trees.
Oh, so you went Florida.
I just went tropical. I was like, I wanted to look like a little beach shack. And then I looked around at everything else and I went, okay, what color did you want? And we painted it gray.
707 says, I love my white walls and gray floors. Just got home renovation and it looks so beautiful. Artwork will add the color.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't.
It is nice to have it neutral and to be able to add color because then you can change the color whenever you want to without having to paint.
I think what the point I kind of feel or is because I grew up with earth tones, I always thought you go tan, you go browns, mm-hmm. you go that route.
Warmth.
Yeah. And but we've just turned from those colors. Those are hideous. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. It's gray now.
Yeah. Gray. That's and I find gray cold. It does change over time. There's fashionable colors that come in and out. That's why I think like the tough stuff like tile in bathrooms, go neutral. You can change it with the towels. But if you wind up with that pink bathroom with the black trim, that's...
I like it.
That puts you in a certain time period.
My kids are both in college, says 650, and neither drink or smoke anything or do drugs. They have no interest. Lou on Odyssey.
That's very great. Nice. I tell you something, though. I really like partying with my kids. I hate to say it, but they're really fun. They're both pretty responsible. I mean, they have their nights, but I like it, you know?
Well, you still party all the time.
I do.
You are a partying family.
I do like
you
to party.
You party most weekends.
I like to party, and then I'm like, John, get the guitar. Mama mm-hmm. feels like singing.
Mama. It's coming up in the trash.
I literally
That's
never
very
say that.
Strange to call yourself that, but okay.
Kanye divorcing. Also, Alice in Winterland tickets.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.